It's episode 128, and we've got plugins for landing pages, client file management, disposable passwords, Twitter widgets, Google Translate, and easy testimonials. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there in the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be back with everybody.
And we've got a whole bunch of interesting stuff for you, a few great plugins, maybe a tidbit of information here and there. So let us proceed. First off, don't forget, we have the little tidbits. You want to take them?
Okay, well, you can find our show website at wppluginsa2z.com. We would appreciate a review, a thumbs up, whatever you can give us at the various media outlets such as Stitcher Radio, iTunes, wherever you happen to find us. If you interact with other people that are like-minded and into WordPress, let them know about the show. Twitter is a great place to do it. Facebook, LinkedIn, anywhere you're talking WordPress, make sure you mention the show. There's a lot of people that get helped out by the information that we bring forward, so you never know. You might be helping out a colleague.
That's for certain. All right, and of course, a little bit of self-promotion for us, because as you know, aside from presenting this great information and material to you, we do make a living with WordPress ourselves. So for me, if you're looking for emergency WordPress support, something's gone wrong, your website's crashed, or you broke it, or you just need some good guidance on that special, that little tidbit of functionality, well, you can find me over at my website at wppro.ca, or for emergency tips, go to wppro.ca/emergency, or you can pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729.
And speaking of calls, you can reach me via phone consultation at the clarity.fm platform. You can find that quite easily at marcuscouch.com/call. We can talk about WordPress, podcasting, SEO, any kind of affiliate marketing help, anything you need to get your business going. marcuscouch.com/call.
That's pretty much all we really got. Don't have any real news this week.
No WordPress update. We didn't get that yet.
No, I haven't seen that one yet. But you never know. Anything could happen.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll just take it on, and this will be a show that takes us right into the plugins.
All right. And
find all the right buttons, and they're off. Okay, so I've got a couple of great plugins here. The first one I've got came about because, of course, as everyone knows, right around the end of June, Twitter decided to kill its old API. And in the process, they killed millions of apps across the internet and millions of connections. I happen to have been running a few. And so what I had to do was I had Twitter running in widgets in a couple of different places, and I needed to toss out the old widget and bring in a new one, and decided to do a little searching, and I discovered this plugin called Twiget, T-W-I-G-E-T, Twitter Widget. A nice, simple Twitter widget plugin that uses the new API from Twitter and sets up nice and smooth. I found it to be pretty decent, pretty easy to set up. It didn't quite look the way I wanted it or the way I had my old ones running. And, of course, the old ones was nicer and had some built-in CSS. And with this one, I had to go in and do some custom CSS to get it to appear the way I wanted. But after a little tweaking, turned out okay. And it's a nice, simple, easy Twitter widget plugin that once you set up for the new Twitter API, it's good to go, and it should hang on until Twitter decides to change their way of doing things again. So give this a check out. It's called Twiget Twitter Widget, and it's got a rating of 3 dragons.
Nice. And I notice here that you can just basically drop in the latest tweets on the sidebar just by throwing in a username. So that's pretty cool.
That's why I wanted. I wanted something I could just throw in a username and I didn't have to go through a whole lot of hassle.
Great. Well, I want to talk about something called WordPress landing pages. And this has been around a while, but I recently discovered this. And it was recently updated and it had a pretty big update. So this is something that I've been testing out at least for the last couple days, and it does some very extensive kind of landing page type construction modes, so to speak, for you. It helps you do A/B testing, which means you can compare one to the other, which is amazing, because if you're going to do any kind of marketing online, you want to know what works and not just why you're having a specific bounce rate and your conversions are going down. So you want to do things like, okay, if you're going to have an image on the page, do I make it a male image? Do I make it a female image? Do I put a family in there? I mean, what performs better? It can even get down to font and the color of the button. And it really all depends even on the industry that you're trying to promote. So the best thing to try and do is make landing pages where the specific offer is given, but then design 2 different ones, see which ones perform better, and then keep testing and analyzing, keep testing and analyzing. And this is a plugin that will help you kind of simplify that phase. They do have some paid add-ins that you can go with as well, but the free add-ins are things like Gravity Forms integrations. They have an exit pop-up. Into add in as well that you can put in. It's really worth checking out. If you do any kind of pay-per-click on a WordPress site, you need to try something like this. It's really beneficial to get external landing pages so that you can keep your analytics separate from organic. So it's called WordPress landing pages. I just took one point away just because of the paid element of it, but otherwise I thought it was a really outstanding plugin, and I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Sounds like something worth checking out if you're building yourself landing pages.
Yep.
Okay. Well, the next one I've got here came about. One of my clients was, you know, looking, getting inspiration from someone who's in their sphere. And they wanted to translate their site, especially when they realized they had people landing from all over the place, all over the globe. And I knew there was a couple of good, simple Google Translator plugins out there. There's one that's a couple of years old, and then there's another one that's a little bit newer. And I decided to go with the newer one because it had a couple of additional options. It's called Google Language Translator. And it's very simple. You just plug it in, turn it on, and then choose one or all the languages or half a dozen, whatever languages you'd like to make available to your visitors. And then you take the short code, paste it into a text widget, and you're done. And it does a great job. I tested it out, and I can only read a couple of languages, English and French a little bit. And it seemed to work well with just about every language I threw at it, and it's very simple. So this falls into our favorite plugins we used to focus on, which was lazy, simple, and worked. So I give it a nice 4 dragon rating.
Excellent. The comeback of the lazy plugin.
The lazy, simple, and works.
Yeah. Well, I think everything we look for is lazy these days. It's just not everything is simple, right?
That's the whole point. This one was just simple. It required less than 5 minutes to have it set up and working.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to talk about another plugin. It's called Customer Area, and it's by a developer called Marvin Labs, and it was recently updated to show some unique concepts when interacting with your clients. It gives you the ability to create a private back-end storage area for your customers, and that includes private files, invoices, and you can even send a notification message option that kind of lets you speak to your clients one-on-one. This is pretty cool. I mean, it is, as far as somebody myself who spends you know, I spend $400 a month on a really heavy duty project management system. So I can tell you that for the basic person out there that doesn't have to rely on, you know, crazy tasks and milestone assignments and outsourcers and all that stuff, this is a pretty good solution that you could really craft the back end to be really flashy and keep track of your clients so that they can take a look at their archive of their old invoices or any sort of files that you want to put in there. They can also put some things in there too. So if you want them to upload a logo, there's the place to do it. So I thought it was pretty good. It is a bit limiting in the file types that you can upload, because I tried to upload an executable and a zip file and it gave me trouble. So I rated this one a 3 out of 5, but don't count it out, because this kind of thing can save you some money and make you look really sharp if you cleaned it up and made it look really nice as far as a stylized presentation for your customer. All the functionality's there. It's just the stylization is lacking a little bit. So that's why I got a 3 out of 5. But otherwise, I thought this was really good.
So it allows you to store files and other miscellaneous documents and stuff there?
Okay. Yeah. So, John, if you're my client, if you're my client, I assign you a username in WordPress, okay? Just right. Like you'd set, make a, any other user. You give them a login area, and when they log in, it takes them right to their back-end area. This is kind of like what BuddyPress would do. Yeah. I assume it's sort of loosely based upon the same framework as BuddyPress. So then you, as my client, would see not only an archive of all your invoices, but you would see probably my SEO reports that I would give you for your site. I'd give you specific analytics reports, maybe. It would all be right in there. And then I could also send you a direct message that says, hey, John, you know, those keyword optimization paths that you were trying to have me optimize might not work out. Let's try these instead. Check your private area for the file that I've left you. So it gives you a complete record of everything going on.
So it also looks like it could have a nice option for an employee area too.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought it would be good for work groups or kind of like a pseudo intranet solution.
Yeah, so I've had a couple of clients ask about something like that. So this gives me something to think about.
Yeah. It's rough around the edges, but with proper sanding and CSS shaping, I think this is a winner.
Excellent. All right. So the last one I have here today was just one I tripped across in the new plugins from WordPress, and it's something I hadn't seen in a while, was a testimonial plugin. And I thought, well, let me give it a shot and see what this one looks like. It was, you know, virtually new. It had only been downloaded 57 times. And I liked the name. It came from Illuminati Karate, which, you know, was a cool name. So at any rate, it's very simple. You just plug it in. It creates a set of custom post types that you create the testimonials in, or you insert the testimonials that your clients have created for you. And then you take a short code and you can place it in post to display the testimonials, or you can use the widget they provide you to create a random testimonial on the sidebar. And then you just CSS it up a little bit on how you want it to look. And it was a pretty sweet plugin. It worked great. It was very smooth, very simple, and probably the best testimonial plugin I've seen in a long time, because it did exactly what you wanted it to do for that little bit of information you want to display. So I would give it a 3 dragon rating on it. So give it a check out.
Sweet. I'm working on the website right now, and that's what I got to do right after the show, is work on the testimonials.
Yeah, this one was very easy to use. It was surprisingly simple, and I like the fact that it came with, it has 3 or 4 different short codes to allow you to put a specific testimonial, or put a list of testimonials, or to put a random testimonial if you use short codes. The widget was limited. It only at this moment, it seems like it will only produce a random testimonial. It doesn't have a list to choose from or anything. Mm-hmm. So, and it only lists one at a time. So I thought that was kind of limiting. So.
And how are the testimonials entered? Are they in the editor themselves? You can put images in it, whatever you want?
As far as I could tell, you could put anything you wanted to it. It had a block like a normal editor, and then it had some custom meta area where you would enter the person's name who gave the testimonial and then their title. And those two items show up separately below, like the signature, like Joe Shop Fishing Enterprises, you know. So you could CSS their name in bold and then put an italicize on their company name. It allowed you to tweak it up and make it look sharp instead of just having it as a plain block of text.
Cool. So you can have the person's photo or even the logo of the company of whoever.
I didn't go that far with the testing, but I would assume so since you had full access to the editor.
I'd love to do that. I'd love to also try it with putting a short code in the post, you know, in the editor of some other function, and then see what happens with that testimonial.
That's one to play with then.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna end it actually with something that's a bit of a, what do you call these, a tongue twister? Plenty of perishable passwords for protected posts.
Try that five times fast.
Yeah, well, they just nicknamed it P5, and that's what we're gonna call this, right? So it lets you, as the author, assign multiple disposable passwords for an individual post, a page, or a custom post type.
Well, that's cool.
So passwords can also have the option of expiration. So this is something that I like testing out when I show clients individual landing pages or little templates or things like that. So you can give them a link, but then it's password protected, just like the other password protected stuff is. But let's just say it only works until tomorrow, mm-hmm. and then it expires. That's pretty cool. And it's disposable, too, so that you can make it so that it's limited use, which means you can only go and look at the thing 3 times. Mm-hmm. You could also use this for maybe, I don't know, marketing purposes, to where you're sending out codes for, like, coupons or exclusive offers or something like that. You don't have to just use it for design purposes within a client. So it is a cool way to password protect something and make it a limited thing that only will work one time or however many times.
There's numerous ways I could see using that, setting up a page that, hey, this page is available only for such and such a time. Here's the password, and expire it, it's gone. That's nice.
Right. That's right. So I thought it was a really cool plugin. It's a great idea. I didn't really even think about it before, but I gave it a 4 out of 5. It's called P5, and I'll go ahead and give it a shot. It's plenty of perishable passwords for protected posts.
Nice job. I'll let it go at that. So that's pretty much all we've got for you. You know, just a few rambling things, of course. This show here is coming to you pre-recorded because I've snuck out of Canada and I've come visited you guys in the States and snuck back out of the country again by the time this goes live.
Ah. Right. The NSA knows where you're at.
Them and the border for both Canada and United States know where I'm at, so.
Well, welcome and goodbye and good riddance.
Sneaking in and out of the United States, going down there for a few days to visit some friends down in Washington. Gotta check out the country for a little while, get off the rock, as they say here in the advertisements they've been pumping lately at us. So just a couple of reminders. Don't forget, you can go check us out in iTunes, get us on blueberry.com, over at VOA, or even Stitcher Radio. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher, keep pushing that thumbs up button. I was checking the stats today on Stitcher because I got a little bored. And wow, we've climbed the charts quite nicely in Stitcher. Thank you, everyone who's listening. Oh, we're almost down below 1,500 on Stitcher.
1,500?
That's our show rating number. We're 1,500. Oh, we're at 1,500. Of all the shows on Stitcher. That's what I believe the number means. It shows what our number is. Because I have another show in Stitcher, and it's sitting up around 4,800 somewhere. Hmm. So
I want to see who we're next to.
I don't know.
Like, are we next to the knitting podcast?
We might be. But, you know, considering we started when we first hit Stitcher, we were somewhere in the 10,000 range, and we've come down to 15. I like it.
Well, that's some encouragement for all you Stitcher listeners out there. You don't want us to be stuck next to knitting. Come on. You're supposed to be tech WordPress people. Get us up there in the rankings. Let's go. Hit that thumbs up.
That's what I understand pushes up in the Stitcher rating is the little thumbs up.
All right. Well, you guys have a mission.
That and the fact that once you start the show, let it play all the way through.
Oh, yeah. Just leave it on.
Even if you walk away, just let it play.
I'm sure there's plenty of parents out there with newborns. Let us put your kids to sleep. Just put it on your iPhone. Put it in the crib.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So you can get hold of us. You can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or WordPress emergency support, wppro.ca/emergency, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And as always, you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. Consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call. And you can read my column on wptavern.com called The Daily Plugin, or just look under your own dashboard under Other WordPress News.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.